Hello, this is 5 minutes of the prophetess, the word of God, episode 187, 187. And we're going for our fundamental scriptures or our golden scriptures upon which we're building all that we're building here. And it is Hebrews 4:12 and James 1:22. So what's Hebrews 4:12 saying? By this time, you should be able to say it offhand with me. Come on, let's go. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And James 1:22 says, but be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And I always add what? That you will not walk in self-delusion. Self-delusion is too painful. So we're looking at that word forget from James 1:24. And he says, comparing those who are just hearers of the word and those who are doers of the word. And so if you're a hearer of the word, then you are just like, according to New Living Translation, he says, like, glance at your face in the mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. And then Amplified Classic says, then he goes up and promptly forgets what he was like. And we say, why would you forget what you look like? And I says, because you are not paying attention. You are not paying attention to what the new covenant, New Testament is saying to you. And we are so engrossed in what the old covenant did and what was in the old covenant. So we are not paying attention to the new covenant. And even when we read the old covenant, we are thinking of ourselves in there instead of reading the old covenant in the light of Christ or in the light of the new covenant. He is the light, and he, from him, we are able to understand all things in the old covenant, because he is the reason for the old covenant. We'll come to all that. But now I'm saying, first check 1 Peter 1 from verse 10 to 12. And it talks about how the prophets of old, all these men that we admire so much, David and Moses and all of them, how they prophesied about you, about your salvation, and how they inquired diligently and they searched diligently and they wanted to know the Christ, how he was coming toward suffer and the glory after. They were searching, they were looking, and they were engrossed in it, and they were wondering, and they wish they could be in your time. But unfortunately, when we look into the mirror of the word, we wish we could be in their time. And we admire them so much that it blinds us from what Christ has done for us. It takes from what Christ has come to do. It is wrong for it to take from what Christ has come to do for us, because they were also looking for and looking at what you, the grace you are now enjoying, saying, what will happen? What will really happen? Okay, so verse 12 says, and to whom it was revealed. So to them it was revealed that it is not for themselves. So what they were receiving was not for themselves, but unto us. It was for us. It was for our present time. But unto us, they did minister the things. So what they saw, everything was geared towards you. If Moses had anything, all he was doing was geared towards you. Why you? Because of what Christ was coming to do for you. Because right now, when God looks at you, it's not just, he doesn't just see you. Like, poor me, little me, who me? No. He's not seeing that. What is God seeing? God sees you and he sees Christ. Christ is the head. You are the body. The same name given to the head, the same name given to the body. So when he sees Christ, he sees you. And when he sees Christ and you, there is no difference. He sees you are one spirit with him. That's what the word says. So when it was revealed to them, it was not for themselves, but unto us did they minister these things, which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you. He said, these things are in the gospel, These things are in the gospel. And what is the gospel? The gospel of Jesus Christ. The good news about what Jesus has come to do. That he was your substitute. He, everything that Christ did was not for himself. Why did he die? Was it for his sins? What business did he have with the grave? What business did he have with our sins? That 2 Corinthians 5:21 will say that he who knew no sins, sin became sin. Why? So that you be the righteousness of God in him. So why did Christ come? Everything he did was for you. And that is what the men of old saw. And they were baffled by it. They saw the grace. They saw it. And as they reported, and as they ministered, and as they foretold, as they prophesied, it was all towards Christ. And when I say Christ, Christ is Jesus as the head and you as his body. So bless, bless, bless. Bye.